This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities in Washington, D.C. and around the United States are bracing for possible violence tied to next week's presidential inauguration. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite warnings about further violence. Some 21,000 National Guard will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed about 8,000 soldiers for Mr. Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence visited the military group already on duty in Washington. States across the country have also increased security in response to the FBI warning. The theme for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be America United. With the nation in the most deadly pandemic phase yet, President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled his plan to help turn the tide. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
He's calling it the American Rescue Plan, a $1.9 trillion initiative aimed at speeding up vaccinations and financial help to struggling Americans in the form of bigger relief checks and temporary unemployment benefit boosts.
I know what I just described has not come cheaply. The failure to do so will cost us dearly.
Biden has long held the economic and pandemic recoveries cannot be separated. The plan calls for boosting virus testing as part of his aim of reopening most schools by the spring, and also folds in Democratic priorities like increasing the minimum wage and expanding paid leave, which are certain to face GOP pushback. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA.